Hi, everybody. My name is Calvin. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography, depression, and fear of abandonment. Hey, guys, please pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for this time that I have here to share your story of grace in my life. God, I pray that people here will hear this story and glorify you because of it, because this is your story and not mine. And I'm so thankful that you love me enough to call me to you and to break me so that I can realize my dependence on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before recovery in Christ, my life was broken and helpless. I was addicted to porn, abusing prescription drugs, depressed, and worried about what everyone else thought about me. From the outside looking in, one would probably not realize this, but inside I was crumbling. I desperately wanted to feel like a man. Nothing made me feel more like a man than sexual conquest, either in real life or on a screen. My fascination with pornography began in elementary school. Porn taught me that women existed for my pleasure and only had value if they were physically attractive. Women were objects to be used so that I could feel like a man. I grew up in a divorced family, which left me confused from an early age. I found porn for the first time when I was 9 years old at Dad's house because I had my own computer there and could look up anything I wanted. Every time I viewed pornographic images, I felt adrenaline rush running through my veins. It made me feel masculine. I had a plethora of girls to choose from, and they were available anytime I wanted. Some days I would stay home from class or work just so I could look at porn whenever I wanted. A few years after I discovered porn, I came to the realization that I am a sinner and in need of a savior. I accepted that Jesus' death on the cross paid the price for my sins, and because I accepted Christ's sacrifice on my behalf, I would have eternal life. By the grace of God, at this time in my life, my fascination with porn had not grown into an addiction yet. My relationship with Jesus hindered the addiction process. I had a healthy group of community in high school, and we would bring our struggles to light, but I never waged war against pornography like I needed to. When I got to college, my fascination with porn began to grow into an addiction. I would look at pornography multiple times a day and abused alcohol and other substances to numb the conviction of the Holy Spirit. My attitude toward other people was that they existed for my pleasure, especially females. Women needed to look good, and I wanted them to serve me as being eye candy. I would go to parties, nightclubs, and bars looking for women to take home. I abused Adderall so that I would stay focused in my pursuit to bring a girl home, and I would numb myself with alcohol so that I would not feel conviction for my actions. By the grace of God, the majority of times my pursuit to bring a girl home was unsuccessful. If I couldn't bring a girl home, at least I had porn. In my mind, women existed to serve me and my sexual titillations. I eventually started going to strip clubs on a regular basis. My addiction to pornography had a nasty progression. Each time I would look at it, I felt unfulfilled. I continued to progress further and further in my sin on my search for fulfillment. At this point in my life, I was a young professional living in Dallas. My life consisted of looking at porn, abusing Adderall, smoking marijuana, getting drunk, going to strip clubs, and constantly trying to find women to have sex with. I couldn't have been more depressed. I remember one night when I was looking at porn, I was so unfulfilled that I decided to try something new. I joined an online sex website and sought out the opportunity to move my sexual fantasies from my computer screen to real life. I accomplished my mission, and one night in 2013, I drove across the Metroplex and had sex with a woman twice my age. The next morning, I felt an emptiness that I had never felt before. The situation that I thought would be the apex of my life only turned out to be the opposite. I knew that the way I was living was not right. My running from God was over. By grace, I was unfulfilled. I came to recovery because I was confused about life. No matter how hard I tried, I was unable to find success in my battle against pornography. I had contemplated going to Regeneration for months before I actually came. The final straw was when I emailed Watermark and they suggested that I go to Regeneration. I figured I would give it a try, because what's the worst thing that could happen? It only lasts 12 weeks, or so I thought. My first night at Regen, I felt very out of place. I was being escorted by a friend, and if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would have stayed. Not only did I feel out of place, but I also felt very insecure. What if someone that I knew saw me at Regen? Would I get fired from work if my boss found out? During worship, the first night, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and affirmed that I was at the right place at the right time, that I needed to see the entire regeneration process through. God showed me many times that my life was out of control and that I needed to submit to Christ. Probably the most notable time was in the early stages of the regeneration process. I had previously relied on my own strength and willpower to not look at porn and was always unsuccessful. This was especially evident in groundwork when I decided to count the number of consecutive days that I had not looked at porn. I used my regen name tag to keep tally marks of consecutive days that I had gone without looking at porn. And it took me about 3 months before I finally added a third tally mark to signify three consecutive days porn-free. My addictive patterns were out of control. It took me 3 months to have three consecutive days without looking at porn. What I was doing was clearly not working. I needed a power greater than myself. I needed the regenerative power of the Holy Spirit. In regeneration, God showed me that through the power of the Holy Spirit and daily abiding in a relationship with Jesus Christ, that recovery was possible. I never thought that I would be porn, that I would be free from my addictive patterns because I had them for over half my life. But God proved me wrong. Through recovery, God began to expose the root behind my sinful patterns and enable me to evaluate my behaviors so that I could give my brokenness to God. Through recovery, I was able to not just band-aid my broken behavior, but hand over my sinful heart to Jesus for healing. Jesus is the ultimate physician, and he was able to heal me in my sinful behaviors. I knew a new life was possible when I noticed my thoughts and behaviors were changing. I was abiding in a relationship with Jesus daily by doing the book work and reading my Bible. 1 week, I came to my closed group and offered a praise report that I had gone the entire week without looking at porn. I was met with encouragement from the men in my group and was told to keep sharing my progress. The community aspect played an integral role in my recovery. I noticed that a new life was possible after a few weeks of sharing with my group that I had not looked at porn for multiple weeks in a row. God used the regeneration recovery process to change me from the inside out. I am so confident that God is the one who changed me. Three steps that were very crucial in my recovery were steps 2, 6, and 9. Step 2, believe, was very powerful because I had to believe that God was the one whose power, who had the power to free me from my brokenness and destructive behaviors. For 15 years, I had relied on my own strength, and relinquishing control forced me to admit on my own power that I could not overcome my sinful desires. Step 6, repent, was important because it made me turn away from my sin and run the other way towards God. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, "Flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Until regeneration, I only had dislike for my sin. I never fled my sin like the Bible tells me to. I needed to turn the other way and run from my broken behaviors with other believers. Regeneration not only helped me turn from these behaviors, but it also gave me a community of men who would flee sin alongside of me. God also healed me tremendously through step 9, amends. By making amends with all of those that I have harmed, I was able to release a lot of shame and guilt. While living in sin, my only objective was to please myself, and I hurt a lot of people along the way. God was able to teach me that I was responsible for my actions, but also that nothing is unforgivable while making amends. After the regeneration recovery process, my walk with God changed quite a bit. I no longer walk around with the nauseating guilt and shame that comes with sin, but I feel freedom because of the blood of Jesus Christ that has set me free. My relationship with God is much more intimate now, and I depend on Him daily to get me through my day. Recovery taught me that I cannot rely on my own strength for anything, but that I must look to the Lord for guidance and strength in every aspect of my life. I continue to pursue God daily by reading my Bible. I do not read my Bible every morning out of obligation, but because I want to spend time with God, the God who loves me and has set me free from my sinful behavior. God made man to have a relationship with Him, and because of sin, the relationship between man and God is only possible through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am so thankful that God loved me so much that He would pursue me enough to send me to regeneration so that I could pursue Him as well. In addition to pursuing God daily, I also share the gospel with people that I encounter on a daily basis. These conversations are not always easy, but I would be doing them a disservice if I did not share with them the redemptive power of Jesus Christ and how He rescued me from my life of darkness. One of my close friends told me when I finished Regen that my recovery is not only about me, but it is also Christ's story, and that I need to tell the world Jesus Christ and how he changed my life. Today, my relationships look much different than they did before I went through recovery. I am much more open about my struggles because I know that Jesus Christ has set me free from the bondage that I used to know, and that today I have nothing to hide. I am not perfect, and that is okay. If I was perfect, I would not need Jesus as my Savior. In addition to my friendships looking different, so does the way that I date. I no longer am seeking a girlfriend so that she can serve me, but I have a fiance that I strive to serve and pursue in the same way that Jesus pursues me. I'm not pressuring my fiance to cross boundaries with me physically, and we have also set up boundaries so that we can date in purity to honor God with our relationship. The final way that my dating relationships look different is that I am not constantly comparing my fiance to the latest porn star that I've seen on my computer. I see her as the beautiful woman that she is in Christ. I no longer see women as objects to be used by men, but as treasures that are made in the image of God. I no longer handle conflict the same way that I did before regen. Before recovery, whenever I was in conflict, I would quickly run and escape by looking at porn to numb my pain from conflict. Today, when conflict arises, I model the outline given in Matthew 18 and address the issue instead of running away and escaping to a fantasy world. If conflict arises from the past, I'm quick to make amends and own 100% of my involvement in the problem. Community has been very helpful in my recovery because they have walked the journey with me. I am prone to think that I am alone in my struggles, and when I share with others, I find that that is not the case. God's word says that no temptation is exclusive to just me. Being able to walk through struggles with others is very freeing, as well as confessing what is in this wretched, sinful nature of mine. There is so much freedom in confession and walking in community. I no longer go out and party like I used to. I have changed my playground and my playmates. I am careful as to what I feed my mind. I have learned to recognize my sinful patterns and triggers to my sinful behavior. I am now quick to recognize sin at the thought level, which enables me to give temptation to God before following through with my sinful actions. My relationship with God is much more intimate now. I know that I am loved regardless of what I have done, and that He offers freedom that I never thought was possible. I am intentionally spending time with God daily, because not a day goes by that I don't need the power of God to help me resist my sinful nature. I see the fruit of God's work in me in every aspect of my life. I am much happier now that God has freed me from my addiction to pornography. I'm starting to enjoy life again, which is something that I didn't think was possible 4 years ago. I now lead a small group of men, and it has been such a blessing to watch God work in their lives. I also serve in other areas, and it is such a privilege to be able to carry God's message of reconciliation and regeneration wherever I go. My perspective on life is that God is not a killjoy. God's main intention is not to rip me off while giving me the most boring life possible, but to have a relationship with me and give me fullness of joy to an extent more than I could ever have imagined. It is such a blessing that God loves me so much that He would break me to the point that I had no other option but to look up and see Him. I live life today knowing that life is not about pleasing me. The chief goal in my life is to know God and make Him known. Before regen, I lived only to please myself, but now I know that I'm called to a greater purpose. I'm called to the heavenly purpose to know God and make Him known. If I were to tell you one thing tonight, it is that God has you here for a reason. He loves you and wants to free you from the bondage of sin that brought you here. The harder you chase sin, the emptier you will become, and the harder you chase Jesus, the more full you will become. Jesus loves you. If you are hearing this, I can confidently say that the hound of heaven is hot on your tail, and if He pleases, He will catch you, whether you like it or not. My name is Calvin. I have a new life in Christ, and all glory be to God.